朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我们总是去 blame others， 总是去指责别人。
Then we're only going to be blaming others or blaming those outside of ourselves.
最后实际上我们会陷入到一个陷阱当中。
And in the end, we end up in a situation where.
我请大家想一想。
I'd like you all to think for a moment.
为什么在美国的体育界？
Why in American sports?
我们这个三角区这个 college basketball 肯定打篮球大家都很喜欢看，对不对
？I'm sure everyone enjoys watching basketball here in the triangle.
从来没有人会在那里说种族主义。
No one will ever say, "Oh, there's racial discrimination here."
不公平。
Say it's not fair.
为什么在这个体育运动员当中某一个种族就这么多？
Why amongst the athletes are there significant racial inequalities?
我们要按照人口比例来平均。
Say no, we need to have sports teams that are of the same that are representative of the population that they're selected from racially.
打篮球当中，你必须要给我们中国人留几个这个份额。
That there needs to be several spots reserved for Asians in the basketball team.
你让我去打，我也打不了啊。
Well, even if you ask me to go play basketball, I'm not that good.
但是在一些其他的方面
But in other areas of society,
当我们看到说在某一个种族当中某一些的比率很高的时候我们就说这里是 racism
In other areas of society when we see racial inequalities we insist that that must be a consequence of racism
如果我们说在有一些的街区这些街区不安全的时候你说那是种族主义
If you say that certain neighborhoods are dangerous then others will accuse you of racism
我在读神学的时候，我的一个同学是在一个美国教会做青少年牧师。
When I was studying in seminary, one of my American classmates was a youth pastor in a neighborhood church.
因为当时我也在教会里面做青少年的工作。
At the time, I was also doing youth ministry.
我就去他的这个 youth group 看他怎么带。
So I went to his youth group to see how he led it.
那天他正好带关于这个 racism 这个题目。
And at the time, he was speaking on racism.
他讲得非常的好。
And what he said was really good, really good.
从圣经角度讲 ，racism 这绝对是不合圣经的。
And so he was teaching and saying, from biblical principles, racism is not acceptable.
我们不应该去歧视任何人。
You're not allowed to discriminate against anyone.
啊，而且实际上他那个教会里面也是有白人、有黑人，这个都有的啊，也有华人在里面。
And since his church was multi-ethnic.
那么最后这个青少年牧师呢，他就讲。
And in the end, this youth pastor said.
他说我们讲了这些。
Once we've gone through all of this,
但另外有一些你要知道是 common sense.
There are some things that are just common sense.
比如说在有些地方 downtown 的有些区，你晚上你就不能够去。
There are certain areas of the downtown that you really can't go at night.
他特别强调，他说这不是种族主义，他说这是常识啊。
He said that this is not racism. This is just common sense.
如果这些东西我们都不能够说
，If we're unable to say these things,
大家知道这个人是谁
？Does everyone know who this is?
Jesse Jackson.
This is Jesse Jackson.
曾经去选过美国总统。
He used to be a candidate for presidency.
他是一个牧师。
He was also a pastor.
民主党。
He was a Democrat.
很强调这个社会公益，为黑人来讲话。
And he really emphasized racial justice and being a voice for African Americans.
自由主义思想。
And liberalism.
他在一些年以前曾经讲过这样一句话。
And he used to, and at one point he said this.
放到今天这样一位的民主党非得被他自己里面的这些 progressive 这些 BLM 把他要打入地狱的
and today even those within his own party would consider him unacceptable
他说 there is nothing more painful to me at this stage in my life than to walk down the street and hear footsteps start thinking about robbery then I look around and see someone wide and feel relieved
倒不如今在我生命当中最困难的而是最痛苦的一点就是在当我听到在我后面有脚声开始思想要不要被抢劫了我就转过去看有一个白人就不再担心了
在某一些的群体当中这是一个事实
In some groups this is a reality
可不可以说
are we able to say this?
其实在很多的黑人群体当中，他们自己在不断地强调这样一个问题。
In fact, in many African American communities, they will be discussing this problem themselves.
最近在讲 defund the police, 要 cut police funding.
Right now, many are speaking about defunding the police.
大家知道最反对的是什么人吗？
You know who most strongly opposes defunding the police?
是黑人街区的那些真正遵纪守法的黑人老百姓。
It's actually law-abiding African American citizens who live in African American communities.
因为他们能够向你做见证，这些的警察、警员大部分都是好的，他们在维护这个社会的治安。
Because they're able to personally give a testimony saying that the vast majority of police are good and are protecting the societies that they police.
我在美国待了二十多年。
I've been in America now for more than 20 years.
世界各地的情形多多少少也了解一些。
And many of the different situations in the United States I've come to understand at least to some extent.
今天在美国这个社会当中。
And today in American society.
像黑人的社会地位不低。
The societal position of African Americans is not particularly low.
我们有黑人总统。
We've had an African American president.
黑人议员。
An African American.
黑人市长。
Principal, 议员 I'm not sure, sorry.
Congressman, woman, senator.
Sorry.
等等，而且这个比例都远远的超过了人口当中的比例。
And the ratio of African Americans in these positions is well beyond that of the general population.
大家也知道，最近刚刚就前几天，有一位这个白人的教授承认说他自己实际上本来是一个。他一直以黑人的身份，但实际上他是一个白人。
Many of you know that just a few days ago, a white professor admitted to just having pretended to be black for most of her career.
以前也曾经有一个印度人为了要上医学院，不得不假装自己是黑人。
And there was a time when a Hindu to get into medical school pretended to be black.
再往之前，在民主党当中，曾经也有一位自称是黑人的，后来他承认自己是白人。
And within the Democrat Party some time ago, there was another Caucasian who pretended to be of African descent.
我就请大家来思想这样一个问题。
I would like everyone to consider for a moment.
如果真的是有这样的 systemic racism,
if systemic racism really exists,
居然还会有这么多人要去装成自己是黑人 claim 自己 to be black,
would so many people pretend to be black?
实际上他们能够得到更多的 benefit.
So that they can achieve greater societal benefits.
这难道不是今天美国社会的一个现实吗？
Is this not the reality of today's society?
我们到底要的是所谓这个 fairness 公平，到底要的是规则的公平，还是结果的一个平均？
When we talk about fairness, are we looking for fairness of treatment or fairness of the rule of law? Or are we looking for equality of outcome or equality of result?
利未记十九章第十五节已经讲得非常的清楚。
Leviticus 19:15 talks about this very specifically.
我们千万不要误解。
Let us not misunderstand.
圣经明讲我们应该照顾关爱穷人。
Scripture teaches very clearly that we ought to be concerned about and we ought to take care of those who are poor.
我们作为基督徒，作为教会，我们也做很多关顾这些贫苦人的工作。
As Christians and as the church, we do put a lot of effort into protecting and watching over the poor.
但是另外一方面。
But from another perspective.
如果要是根据某一个的种族或者他的情况，我们就给他更多的一个 favoritism.
If based on the overall condition of a race, we give everyone in that race beneficial treatment.
试图得到一个结果的平均。
In order to achieve equality of result.
那么你会发现你在 twist the rule.
You will end up twisting the rules.
实际上在让另外一些人受到伤害。
And in doing so, you're going to hurt some other group of people.
今天在美国，如果你要是说有系统性的种族歧视。
In America today, if you're going to say that there is a institutionalized or systemic racism.
亚裔包括华人。
People of Asian descent, including those of Chinese descent.
我们受到的是非常明显的系统性的歧视。
We end up facing very explicit or very notable systemic racism.
最近在加州。
And so in California.
有人把前几年曾经推出来，后来因为反对声音很大被撤回的叫做 SCA5 法案又提出来，而且更严重。
And so the SCA5 proposition that came up in California but then was removed because of excessive resistance to it has again been brought out.
这次提出来叫做 Proposition 16.
This time it's under the name of Proposition 16.
16号提案。基本上讲的是什么呢？
What's its main point?
就是要把加州宪法当中
To add a line inside of California law.
不可以根据种族而有这样一种 favoritism 而有不同的对待，把这一条给它拿掉。
It's simply to remove the line in the California law that says you're not allowed to act with favoritism towards people of a given race.
因为看到在加州，特别是大学系统里面
，because they've observed that within the California, especially the California university system,
亚裔很多，华人很多
，there are a lot of people of Asian descent.
但是他有没有想过这些亚裔华人他们确实是我们现在不说脑袋聪明不聪明好使不好使我们不谈这个问题他确实很用功很刻苦对不对呢
But they haven't considered whether or not for the moment let's not discuss whether or not Asian IQ is higher or something like that but have those proposing this law considered that perhaps those Asians in the university system actually worked very hard to get there
所以有人说了 UCLA you see lots of Asians
So people will say UCLA is you see lots of Asians
问题在于
The problem is
Lots of Asian 这些 Asian 哪一个是通过不正当的手段进来的
The question is of those Asians at UCLA which ones got in through unfair means
难道非要把宪法当中就是种族其他的都摆在那里不可以歧视种族这项拿掉然后给华人一个所谓结果平均一个百分比按照人口比例一个百分比这个是真正的合理的吗
Is it really reasonable to take the discrimination clause in the law and remove race as the only factor that they want to remove from discrimination law, such that they can mandate that those within the university school system who are Asian be of the same proportion as those in the general population? Is that fair?
这样一种做法我在圣经当中找不到任何的根据。
I cannot find any basis for this kind of action in the scripture.
而更可悲的是
And even worse,
提出这样一个 Proposition 8
to suggest Proposition 16
以前叫做 SCA 5
It used to be SCA 5
当时大家为什么反对他说叫 Skin Color Act SCA
They called it Skin Color Act SCA
肤色法案提出这样一种的明显的系统性的歧视法案的居然就是那些大家知道是什么人
And those who were proposing such a very clearly discriminatory law Do you know who it was?
居然就是那些高举政治正确说我们反对歧视的人在做歧视的事情啊
It was those who would promote political correctness and say that they were opposed to racism were actually performing this kind of racism
今天我们很多的信息从主流媒体或者是 social media 社交媒体而来
Now today a lot of our information comes from either social media or the mainstream media
关于传统的媒体实际上我对这个新闻记者很尊敬
I have a lot of respect for traditional journalism.
这个传统的媒体记者应该是怎么样的？应该是他们自己好像在怎样的一个这个政治的领域，他们自己是不偏不倚的。
Traditional journalism should not have a political bias when facing political issues.
从这个 neutrality， 从这样一个公正的角度来报道。
And they should report in a fair and even-handed fashion.
把事实反映出来。
That they might reflect reality.
我们知道实际上美国的这个新闻媒体呢有这个自由化的倾向自由主义的倾向是许多年的
Now we know that over many years there's been a slide to the left in the mainstream media
我刚来美国看新闻就能够看得到
When I first came to the United States I was able to start seeing this
但是那时候至少他们还有这样一种的这个客观公理的这样一个概念在里面
But at the time at least there was this concept of fair and even-handed reporting
NBC News 有一个 anchor 叫 Tom Brokaw 有人还记得吗
Back in the day, NBC had an anchor, Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw, 他做了很多年，这个人我很钦佩他。
He was an anchor for many, many years, and I really do respect him.
虽然从历史上你能够知道，实际上他是偏自由派的。
Even though, sure, yeah, he was a leftist.
但是他在很多的主持报道当中，他尽量我看很多他的节目，尽量是从一个客观中立的角度。
But in many of his news broadcasts, to the extent possible, he tried to share the news from an even-handed perspective.
大家知道吗？今天已经不是这样子了。
But today that is no longer the case.
今天我们下一代成长起来的这个环境，他们所看到的这些主流的新闻媒体，已经是完全的一边倒。
In the current situation where the next generation is being raised, the mainstream or the media that they consume is overwhelmingly from one political angle.
有好几个不同的这个调查 那个有那个图表，我没法抓下来摆到这个投影上面去，但是我告诉大家这个结果。
There are many, many surveys that have been done, and I don't have all the results up on the PowerPoint here, so I just took the final result.
不同的好几个印证，今天美国这个新闻从业人员、这些记者、这些的主持，他们的政治捐款95%-97%给民主党。
And if you look at all of the journalists across America today, between 95% and 97% of the donations they make are to the Democratic Party.
现在 Trump 和 Biden 在竞选。
Right now we have a competition between Trump and Biden.
新闻媒体报道川普150倍的 negative 负面的东西跟拜登比起来。
Right now in reporting on the presidential election, reporting on President Trump is 150 times more negative than the reporting on Biden.
这些例子太多太多，我想大家都知道。
Now, there are many, many other examples, but I think everyone's pretty familiar with these issues.
甚至连一些自由派的媒体自己都承认。
Even some liberal media will themselves acknowledge these issues.
丝毫不掩饰他们对当今总统这个蔑视。
That they're fairly
仇恨。
Openly rooting for the collapse of the current president and are fairly open in their hatred of him.
甚至他们讲得很高兴，我们这样去报道这个总统。
And in fact, they're very happy to report any scandal regarding the president.
那么在整个这个社会环境当中，我们所得到的这信息，最后我们产生我们自己的立场，是不是也会被带偏呢？
And so the danger is that in a society like this, our own viewpoints will end up being pushed to one side, because of having a very skewed view from the media.
现在多媒体的时代，我们说一幅图片胜过千言。
Today we say that one picture is worth 1,000 words.
但是新闻媒体这个选择性的报道。
But when you have a very selective reporting,
会影响我们的判断。
It will influence how we view a picture.
大家看看这个图画。
Let's look at the picture up on the screen.
已经是不言自明，对吗？
It,
如果你只看最左边那一部分的那个图片，你看到的是什么？
If you look at only on the image on the left, what do you see?
但如果你看中间那个整个的图片，或者是你看右面那一半的图片。是不是完全不同的解读？
If you look in the middle where you can see the whole picture, if you look on the left where again you can, or on the right where again you can only see a little bit, are these not three completely different pictures in terms of what you will conclude from them?
我们看到巴结组织的成员，哇，好英雄。
If we see this person, we think, wow, he's a real hero.
用我们国内的话叫摆拍是吧？
And this is.Staged.
好啊，这是以色列的士兵。
This is an Israeli armed forces member.
看这个小孩子好像躲在旁边，好害怕。
Almost seems like the kid is really scared of him. But then if you see the whole picture,
原来是在和小朋友们打球。
He's actually playing with the kids.
Is this what we have become? Are you Trump fans really?
Here you have a meme with a kid behind a great fence saying,
okay,
is this what you've become? Are you really Trump fans?
前几年在边境，我们知道这个偷渡的啊，要建墙，然后把这个带着小孩子的这个家人都关起来，说你们把小孩子也关在笼子里面，把这个父母要分开。
We know that several years ago, down on the border and deportation centers, there was a lot of uproar over having kids and parents separated, and they said that you were keeping kids in cages.
看到照完相以后，小孩子就在那里跑。而且更何况，实际上那些做法是在奥巴马时期就开始做的，这个大家知道吧
？And we can see then that in this picture the kid isn't actually in a cage at all, and perhaps what's more relevant is that these policies were initially enacted under the Obama administration.
更何况，我请大家再多思想一下。
Furthermore, I would ask everyone to consider a little more fully.
任何一个国家应该有 law and order, 对不对
？Any country ought to have law and order.
他有责任、有权利来保护他的边界。
There is a responsibility of a nation to protect its own borders.
一个 open borders 欢迎任何人来是不可能的。
It's simply not practical or not possible to have a true open borders policy.
更何况那些带着小孩子偷越边界的。
Especially those who try to sneak into the country bringing children.
美国是非常非常讲儿童福利。
America takes very seriously child rights or child benefits.
不单是带着孩子来严重的违反法律。
Not only are they bringing a child in violation of the law.
Commit felony.
They're committing a felony.
而且穿过这样的沙漠，或者是经过这些危险的地区 ，the welfare put the life of children in danger.
In doing so, they're putting the life of their children in danger, or the children in danger. Mostly this.
这个难道不应该受到法律的惩罚吗？
Should not this be something that the law addresses?
为什么我们中国人打孩子两个屁股一报告的然后把孩子叫这个带走了？
Why is it that if a Chinese parent spanks their child, the social services will come and take away the kid?
但是带着孩子违法偷渡边境，经过这样的危险，让他们冒生命的危险，这个就变成不是 abuse of children?
But if someone takes a child across the desert at tremendous risk to the child's life and in violation of the law, that is no longer abuse of the child.
大家知道在墨西哥就是因为如果你带着一个小孩子现在按照这个主流媒体他们的渲染你就会得到一个更好的一个对待有些小孩子被 human trafficked 大家知道吧
And you might not know this but now in Mexico children are being human trafficked because the media has reported that if you bring a child with you and when you try to cross the border you get treated better
因为如果你只是成人的话你好像显不出自己的可怜但是带着一个小孩子不管是不是你自己的你就说是你自己的然后你就会得到
Because if you cross the border and seek asylum just as a single individual, you're not going to get a whole lot of pity. But if you have a child with you, regardless of whether it's your own, you end up getting better treatment.
我们不要按表面的来断定是非，总要按公平来断定是非。
Let us not judge based on appearances, but let us judge with righteous judgment.
但是今天我们从社会媒体得到的是些什么东西？
But today what we get from the mainstream media is what?
到底他们是在抢这个猪还是在救这个猪？最后要跟大家分享。
And the final thing I want to share today.
今天
Today.
美国的民主党或者说是自由派自由主义已经不是当年的民主党或者自由主义
Today's Liberal Party or today's Democrat Party is not at all the party of yesteryear.
如果要是当年你可以说我是一个基督徒但是我觉得民主党他们一些政策也有道理我去支持
Back in the day, if you said, I'm a Christian, but I think that some of the policies that a Democratic Party makes sense, and so I support them.
JFK, Kennedy, 总统
Back in the day, JFK said,
他曾经有过一句名言、不要问你的国家能够为你做什么要问问你能够为你的国家做什么
One of his most famous quotes, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
这是当年的民主党
That was the Democratic Party of that day.
能够敢于对共产主义的强权说不,对吗?
They were able to very directly oppose the concepts of socialism and communism.
美俄古巴导弹危机。
I'm sorry?
美国和这个 Russia, Soviet Union.
The Cold War between...
missile crisis.
Yeah, during the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis between the USSR and the US.
我们说近一点的好了。克林顿,比尔克林顿做总统的时候。
Or if we talk about something that happened a little more recently when Clinton was president.
那个时候当时所谓的这个同性恋的问题起来了
At that time, homosexuality was starting to become an issue in American society.
美国人说我们要保护传统婚姻
And people were saying we need to protect traditional marriage.
那时候不单是在保守主义共和党当中
This was not only being discussed within the conservative or Republican party.
包括自由主义的民主党当中
The Liberal or the Democratic Party was also sharing these concerns.
维护一男一女婚姻的神圣性，大家是基本上是一致的。
At that time, everyone agreed that marriage should be respected.
国会通过，比尔·克林顿非常高兴地签署了一个法案，叫做 DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. 当时我在美国，我记得很清楚。
And so the House of Representatives passed, and then Bill Clinton was very willing to sign DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act.
什么意思？就是维护婚姻是那一男一女的结合。
And the point of that legislation was to protect the concept or protect the legal basis for marriage being between one man and one woman.
但是前些年 ，Bill Clinton 和 Hillary Clinton 他们都已经公开的表示。
But a few years ago, both Bill and Hillary Clinton publicly stated.
我们收回。
That they take back that standpoint.
我们支持同性恋婚姻。
That they support so-called homosexual marriage.
这就是今天。民主党他们所走的这个方向。
This is now the path or the trajectory that the Democratic Party has taken.
我曾经听到有的基督徒说
I have in past times heard Christians say,
不要总说这个民主党他们是鼓励支持堕胎这个反对生命权也有民主党的党员他们是 pro-life 的。
I've heard some Christians say that we shouldn't say that the Democratic Party is the party of abortion or supports abortion because there are some Democratic lawmakers who oppose abortion.
我知道是有，我们 Rochester 本地就有，但是非常非常的少，很小的一个部分。
And that's true. Back when I was in Rochester, one of our Democratic legislatures there did oppose abortion, but there are very, very, very few.
最近新闻报道，美国国会当中最后一个反对堕胎的民主党已经离开，他们已经彻底的 pro-choice。
Just recently, the last pro-life Democratic legislature in Washington left, and they're now fully, I'm sorry, the last pro-life Democratic legislature left, and they're now fully pro-abortion.
再讲一个问题。
Let us address another issue.
现在我们在现今社会上面对的还不是说保守主义与自由主义这样一个论战，我应该站在哪一边。
Right now the issue we're facing is not so much conservative versus liberal and which where on that spectrum we ought to stand.
我们讲我们自己的立场。
Let us talk about where we stand as Christians.
现在已经不是这样子，现在已经是只有一方可以来发声。
We're in the situation, oh no, in society we're in a situation where only one side is allowed to speak.
如果你就是保守主义的立场，或者哪怕不同意他们的立场，你就要被 cancel。
If you are conservative or if you simply disagree with some of the current leftist viewpoints, you end up getting canceled。
在社会当中，在大学当中
，whether in society or in higher education。
如果你是一个保守主义者，如果你是不要是挺川，你是同情川普，你都会面对这样的歧视。
If you're conservative and even if you don't fully support Trump, but if you have some level of agreement with him, you face that discrimination.
在十五年以前，十年以前，社会主义在美国是一个不好的词。
10 or 15 years ago, socialism was a dirty word in America.
是反神的。
It was considered anti-God.
是反社会的。
It was considered anti-social.
但是今天像 Bernie Sanders 这样的极端主义者，像 AOC 这样的极端主义者，已经进入到国会当中，而且成为了他们的主流。
However, today, radicals like Bernie Sanders and others like him have already become the main trajectory of the left of the political spectrum.
他们现在已经是不管你是什么主义，不许你说话，只要你跟我不同。
They are already at a point where they are willing to try to silence those who do not fully agree with them.
现在我们还在想的是自由主义、保守主义，我们在这里来论战、讨论讨论，已经完全不是这样子了，一边倒。
The previous situation where liberals and conservatives would have discussions and conversations to try to reach a common ground is no longer possible or no longer the case.
我们教会以前我们教会有一位姐妹，她的妹妹在美国最西边的一个州做大学的这个教授教员很多年。
Previously, a sister in our church used to be a professor at a college on the west coast for many many years.
就是因为她是支持市场经济的，她是反对社会主义经济的。学校一直不给他这个 tenure.
But simply because she supported basic capitalistic principles and was opposed to socialism, the school refused to give her tenure.
很多学生都为他打抱不平，因为他教得非常的好。
And many students prayed for her because she taught very, very well.
每次一到讨论的时候，我们姐妹就跟我说为我妹妹祷告。
And whenever we were discussing this thing, her sister would say to me, please pray for my younger sister.
因为其他那些教授就是不让他讲话，就是要 silence 他，或者要赶他走。
Because the other professors within her area were trying to either silence her or run her out of the university.
我每一次迫切为她祷告，直到今年她才得到的，早就应该得的。
And after many many years of prayer, finally this year she's received the tenure that she should have received many years ago.
大家注意，在这些的学术机构当中，他们应该是有言论自由、学术自由的，对不对？不管你是什么样的观点，大家都可以拿出来自由讲。
But in these kind of an academic institutions, they ought to have freedom of thought and inquiry where you're able to discuss differing viewpoints.
如果你要是看到像在耶鲁大学那样学生对那个教授，那个教授本身他们还是自由派的，只不过对这些学生他们不满意，就是对他们吼。
If you see situations like what arose at Yale, where students had some relatively minor disagreements with an also leftist professor and began to just scream in their face.
所以像最近有的华人的教授，或者是有的这个美国人教授，对这个 BLM 稍微有一点点的不同意，最后就被 fire 掉，被停职。
Today, professors, whether American or Asian, who have perhaps some minor disagreements with the BLM movement, end up getting fired for it.
这已经是让我们看到今天的社会已经极端化到何种的程度。
And so we see now that the left side of the American society has become radical to the point of not being willing to tolerate any other viewpoints.
打砸抢烧，包括杀。
Including looting and breaking and setting things on fire and killing.
在 Portland 已经这么多天了。
In Portland, that's already been the case for many days.
我们看到最有意思的是美国芝加哥市长，大家知道这一位女士。
And what we see most interesting is the mayor of San Francisco.
非常同情，非常支持。
Is very much in favor of.
直到这个 protest 跑到他自己的街区，来到他家门口了，派警察保护我。
they were in favor of these protests until they came into her area of her house, and then she called the police to protect her.
他们有警察保护，他们有保镖保护，但是我们这些普通的老百姓怎么办？
They have bodyguards and police to protect them, but what about those that are just commoners in society?
像 CNN 报道的，背后已经火都烧起来了，还说主要是在和平抗议。
Perhaps it's a relatively famous clip from CNN where a CNN reporter standing in front of a burning building says that it's a predominantly peaceful protest.
这个社会不能够这样子啊。
Society cannot survive under these kind of conditions.
如果你问我 ，Does Black Lives Matter?
If you ask me, do Black Lives Matter?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course they do.
Does blue lives matter?
Do blue lives matter?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
能不能够让大家都可以这样公开的、自由的、不害怕的说？
Is it possible to allow people to openly and unabashedly or unafraid, say these things?
这是关键的问题。
This is the most important issue.
我记得我还在中国的时候，我们向往来到美国，说美国是这样一个社会。
I remember when we were leaving China and we were about to come to the U.S. People told us that America was this kind of a society.
我们可以不同意你的观点，但是我维护你说话的权利。
Where you might not agree with what a person is saying, but you would defend their right to say it.
难道不是这样子吗？
Is this not the society that we want to have?
如果你把单独的一套的意识形态，你把它要把它高举起来，而别的都不能够讲。
If you make a single viewpoint or a single set of political doctrines.Raised to the point where nothing else is allowed to be said.
这是事实上在建立一个偶像，建立一个宗教。
This is establishing a religion or establishing an idol.
请大家一定要听好这句话。
Everyone, please pay attention to this.
这不是社会。
This is not societal.
这是宗教。
This is religious.
在宗教当中有这样子。
In a religion, you have this kind of intolerance.
我们就是相信这样的教义。
That we believe a given doctrine.
这就是我们的神学的立场，对不对？
This is the viewpoint of our theology.
我们清楚地讲出来。
That we state it clearly.
那么如果你赞同你是这个教会或者是这样一个宗教信仰的一个成员。
And so if you agree that you are a member of this church or you hold to these doctrines.
如果不赞同这个是异端啊或者是极端等等。
If you don't agree with these doctrines, then you're a heretic or a radical, etc.
那么好了，今天在这个社会上他们不是在推行一种的思想一种的思潮是在推行一种的宗教。
In today's society, they're not really pushing a worldview or a viewpoint. They're pushing a religion.
而且这样一种的宗教推行是伴随着暴力，伴随着极端。
And this particular religion is extremely radical and extremely violent.
如果从宗教学的定义角度，这是邪教。
And from a sort of religious studies viewpoint, this would be a cult.
Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, 每一个生命都宝贵。有没有想过那些 baby？
Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. Have you ever considered babies?
每年超过100万。
Every year, over 1 million.
被堕胎的小 baby.
Are aborted.
最无辜的。
They are the most innocent.
而且其中黑人的 baby 非常的多，比例极高。
And the proportion of African American babies aborted is much higher than other races.
真的 Lives Matter 吗？
Are we really concerned with lives mattering?
我知道时间已经 run out， 所以我想最后要跟大家知道，现在看到整个这个社会的情形，已经不单纯一种思想的论战。我反复强调，是一个属灵的征战。
Now I know that we're running out of time, but I'd just like to address that this is not really a societal conflict. This is a spiritual battle.
如果你去看看 BLM， 你去看看 Progressive， 他们所有的那些的立场，那些的宣言。
If you look at the positions and the stated objectives of BLM and other leftist organizations，
每一条都是抵挡神的。
Everything or almost all of them are directly opposed to God.
每一条都是跟传统的价值观念和人的常识相违背的。
They are all against traditional values and the value of human life.
今天这个国家怎么会到这样一个程度？
How has our country reached this kind of a situation?
我求神怜悯。
May God have mercy.
有人说这个川普道德不好。
Some say that Trump's morals are poor.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
他做总统三年，我看他兢兢业业的。
The 3 years of him as president, I've watched him.
以前他做总统做的，以前他的生活是不好。
Previously, his life was very morally depraved.
我为什么说我不是一个川粉
？Why do I say I'm not a Trump fan？
当2016年这个共和党里面 primary 的时候，他不是我第一个喜欢的，不是我第二个喜欢的，甚至不是我第三个喜欢的。
During the 2016 primaries, he wasn't my first choice, and he wasn't my second choice, he wasn't even my third choice.
有一次我去一个地方讲到，那个弟兄问我说：“现在共和党 primary 完了，我们要怎么选？”
One time when I went on a speaking engagement, a brother asked me, now that the Republican primaries are done, how should we vote?
我说捏着鼻子选川普。
He said, well, maybe you should just hold your nose and vote for Trump.
但是我客观的来看。
But looking objectively,
他在白宫三年，我觉得他的成绩不错。
His 3 years in the White House, he's done quite well.
如果他有一点点这种道德的丑闻，早就被这些主流媒体去给他满城报道了，对不对？
If he had some moral scandals, they would have been reported by now by the media.
现在所有这些人讲的都是他过去离婚或者那是过去的事情啊。
Now what people are talking about are whether his divorce or other issues that are in the past.
那些好莱坞那些的影星，这个 idol 那个那个偶像，他们说如果川普当选了，我就要搬到加拿大去。有一个是因为川普道德不好，他们要这样子吗？
Those in Hollywood and other celebrities who said that if Trump was elected they would move to Canada, was it because of Trump's morals?
他们的道德糟得多呀。
Their morals are just as bad.
难道我们看不到这些情形？
How are we unable to see these things?
我绝不是在这里说你一定要去支持某一个候选人。
No, I'm not saying that you need to support a given political candidate.
我说求神给我们一个属灵的眼光。
I'm saying may God give us common sense and the ability to see things as they are.
来看当今社会上的事情。
That we may see what is going on in society today.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Our beloved Lord Jesus.
我们同心来到你的面前。
We come before you today.
今天的信息虽然不容易讲
although today's message was not easy to share
但是我们不得不讲
but we have to say it
求主怜悯
may God have mercy
如果今天教会还不发出真理的声音
if today the church does not speak the truth
任由这个社会败坏沦丧堕落下去
and admit the way that society is becoming more and more depraved
很快有一天我们就不可以再讲了
There will quickly come a day when we are no longer able to speak.
现在我们看到那些抗议者已经在那个对不举拳头的人说 Are you Christians?
We already see those who are so-called protesters asking those who do not agree or do not raise their fists, Are you Christian?
在威胁他们
To threaten them.
但是主啊我们不怕
But Lord, we are not afraid.
因为我们有你
For we have you.
有你的话语做我们脚前的灯路上的光
We have your word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
求主怜悯美国这个社会。
Lord, may you have mercy on American society.
怜悯每一个种族。
May you have mercy on every race.
也怜悯那些的执法人员。
And may you protect law enforcement.
现在他们非常的不容易。
They have a very difficult position.
很多人不得不辞职。
And many are forced to quit.
我们看到犯罪率却越来越高。
And we see crime rates rising.
求主斥责那恶者一切的作为
Lord, may you fight against the power of the evil one
让你的国家恢复法律和秩序
That our nation may return to law and order
恢复一个基本的常识
That it may have the basics of common sense
愿主得胜
And that people may live
奉耶稣基督的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus
朋友你收听了节目后有何感想呢请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。